Commercial Radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Featuring local and independent artists.
And good evening, everybody. I am Michael Intiman, and you are listening to Live from Studio J. I have Bear Trap in the studio with us, and you know, I probably should have asked this right before we started, but are you guys all from Ypsilanti? I know one of you came from Midtown just now, so.
No, some of us are from Ann Arbor, Detroit. We're a little bit all over the place.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to... You guys are a jazz quintet, right? There's five people? Yeah, five people. Quintet out of the Metro Detroit area, Ann Arbor area. So I don't know what better way to describe your music. If you guys want to go ahead and start playing, we can go ahead and get some sounds going.
All right. Thank you.
89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. We are live from Studio J, and the studio is Bear Trap. They are Tristan, Jason, David, Jeff, and Stuart. And man, I just have to say, that was beautiful. How long have you guys been playing together?
Just started up back in May. Jeff, David, Stu, and I, we've been at Wayne State playing together for the last few years, and we did, both Jeff and David graduated, we played their senior recitals this year, and we brought Tristan aboard. It's been a crucial evolution of our band, and Tristan's been playing with us for, since when?
Just a couple of months, yeah.
Since May, you guys have just been getting together and rehearsing, and like, how have you taken any of this to like the stage, or since you've only been together for a short time? I mean,
yeah, we've had a few performances actually. This is maybe our fourth. We rehearse maybe once a week, and it's been a good time. I've never been part of a group that actually wants to get together and just play for the sake of playing, and so it comes together very organically.
It seems like it. Like you. Did you go to school to study jazz music or music in general, or was this music something that you kind of did as a hobby and it's grown into this?
I think all of us went to school to study music. I'm the only one that didn't go to Wayne, but I've known Stuart for like 7 years, and then I've known all the other guys just from hanging in Detroit.
Okay. All right. Well, what was the name of that song? I think I have it in front of me here. The Landmarks?
Yep, Landmarks.
Okay. Now, what's the next song you want to get into? Law Years?
Yeah, so this is a Ornette Coleman tune off his science fiction record in the early 70s he released, so we felt that, you know, it's a beautiful melody and just a fun thing to play, so we'll get right on it.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering how you guys came across like the music, if it was all original, or because I know you got sheet music in front of you. But
yeah, the first tune is actually a tune of David's, the guitar player. He composed it earlier this year, and then this one though was a cover, and then I think the rest are just original tunes.
All of us tried to bring different tunes to the table. Like the point of the group.
Yeah, you guys sound incredible. So I can't thank you enough for coming by here. Like this is great. So you want to get into the Lawyers?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. That was Lawyers from, I almost said Lawyers. That was Lawyers from Bear Trap. They're live in Studio J with us. And you, who did you say that song was written by?
It was an Ornette Coleman composition.
Ornette Coleman, that's right. And the song before that was written by the your guitar player here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's correct.
All right. So now how... what kind of influences kind of, I know each one is, every one of you is going to have like a different response to it, but what are kind of like your influences for music? Is there anybody that you're kind of like, I kind of wish I was playing like that when you're thinking of doing these songs or?
Well, I think that's a nice thing about this group is that we have such a wide variety of influences. Like, of course, we're influenced by jazz and free jazz as well, but we're also influenced by things like metal music and indie rock music.
I could totally hear that too.
So yeah, we have like a really wide palette, I guess you could say.
Okay. Now, what is, oh man, I just had a complete brain fart right now. yeah, that's not doing me any favors either. So now, you guys said you've been playing since about May, and you've been playing on and off together for a few years, or at least you've known each other for a few years.
Yeah, we've known each other for a while, some of us longer than others, but we've only been playing together as a group for a couple months, yeah.
Yeah.
Has it always been, did you kind of set out to play jazz, or was there kind of something else you had in mind going into it?
I think all of us knew that we all knew each other from playing jazz, going to Detroit and sitting in jam sessions or playing gigs together, but I think all of us knew that we wanted to branch out a bit further than that with our own group and our own compositions. So, I mean, I knew Stuart best, I think, the drummer coming into this group, and so he and I were always talking about wanting to do some more contemporary, not straight ahead, not necessarily only jazz type of music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys are kind of just starting out, but is there a way people can look up your music or anything like that? Do you have any recordings right now, or is this kind of like the first one?
Kind of like the first one. I mean, we got a couple of videos out there. We've only had a few performances thus far, but I know we're trying to put ourselves out there as much as possible. Right now, you can find us individually at Facebook, but we've yet to make a group yet or anything like that, but yeah.
Okay. I guess that's in the works, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any gigs lined up coming up, or are you still just kind of playing it together?
Oh, we got Dolores in Ipsy in August 9th, I believe.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Okay. Yep. All right, so let's get into some more tunes here. Did you want to do Meniscus? Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to do Meniscus by myself, Tristan. If you don't know what a meniscus is, it's the curvature of water in a contained... container, I guess, for lack of a better
a
word.
A contained container?
Yeah, like if you have a... I mean, I think in science class you're taught what a meniscus is by using a test tube, and it's like the curvature of a water, but I like to think of a larger body of water and kind of think of like the stillness of it. I wrote it as a very meditative piece. It's tonal and rhythmic, but it's going to go into an open improvisation different than what you'd expect, but yeah.
Okay. All right, let's give that a sound. Here is a Bear Trap with Meniscus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bear Trap on the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM. And that song was written by Tristan, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, did you write each instrument, or was that kind of a collective thing? Like, I got this idea for a sound and they put it in, or how did that kind of work out?
I actually wrote this song maybe 4 years ago, and it was just a unison line. I was listening to a lot of Indian classical music at the time, and it's very rhythmic, and maybe some of your listeners know it's they use a raga, which is very similar to like a scale, and you stay very much within that one scale. So I tried to write a song that was similar in rhythmicism and tonality. And when I played it first, it was just for trio, bass, alto saxophone, and drums. And I slowly expanded it to adding guitar, bass, tenor, and then I switched to bass clarinet. And it just kind of created its own sound. I wrote it kind of as a template for improvisation.
Okay, it's over 4 years ago, you said?
Yeah, I wrote it like in high school or something like that.
Where did you learn to write music? Was it high school?
You know, oops, sorry. Some of the guys in this group know Vincent Chandler. He's a trombonist in the Detroit area, and he was a mentor of mine at the Detroit Symphony Orchestra's Civic Youth Ensembles, and he was very encouraging me at a young age. He encouraged me to write, and so I just started writing. Yeah.
I hope he's listening. I mean, he should be proud. You guys sound great. Now, how does your kind of like rehearsal go? Do you guys come together with like typical songs, or you're chuckling as I ask that? Is there some of the story behind that?
Well, are you talking about the part of rehearsal where we actually get work done, or we're just getting off most of the time?
Both. That is a good question. Both.
Well, with this band, it also, when making music in general, when you're friends with the people that you make music with, it makes it way easier to write and compose, and because you learn what people like to do and you learn what they don't like to do, and we all kind of compose separately, but I mean, we've started, you know, I brought in something probably a month ago, and Jason happened to have like a really nice melody that he put over it, so it just kind of like sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, you know, we're starting to get into almost group composition at this point, but mostly we'll bring in like a full tune, but you know, each, you know, it's a leaderless group ultimately. The goal is that we all provide, we all compose, we all improvise together as a unit, as with an equal voice philosophy. So
yeah, the last rehearsal we had, I think, was it Tristan? You brought in a new idea and we all just kind of ran with it. If somebody has a new idea, they kind of bring it in and we'd run with it. I've brought in ideas, and you know, when you bring it into the band, you still have some control over it. It's your idea, but the band is what makes it grow. Everybody has their own individual input that they put into it. And that's sort of how our tunes come about. And that's sort of what our rehearsals are based around, as well as just working on tunes that we've already come up with ideas for.
It's almost like a rock band in a way, like how we rehearse is like the best comparison, pretty much. It's almost like just a loud, noisy garage band.
That was kind of my next question. Is it like really a structured thing, or do you just kind of like one person, you two people meet up, they start playing, and then you guys kind of start, you know, building as people arrive? Or is it like a completely structured, like everyone starts at 7:15?
No. Usually it's usually a little less organized than that. We usually get in a good couple hours every week, I would say, of rehearsing, but you know, we take our breaks and stuff like that. We usually, like, a lot of times we'll warm up on, actually we haven't done it recently, but for a while we were doing where we play something really fast, like just like a tune, like Cherokee or something, like a jazz standard, and then we take another standard and then play it brutally slow, and then we'd start rehearsal. We probably actually start doing that again. Yeah, sure. It was really beneficial when we started doing that.
Okay. All right. So you guys want to get in some more tunes? We're at 5:37 right now, so you got about a little under 25 minutes.
All right,
cool. So which one is this? Orange Spot?
Yep, Orange Spot on a yellow background. This is one that I wrote. It was named because I forgot to name it before I came to the rehearsal. So Stu looked at the ceiling and saw that. So we named it after the ceiling.
All right.
Yeah, that's one of the rules about rehearsal. If you bring an unnamed composition or idea, the rest of the band gets to have their way with it.
I mean, everyone's got their creative process.
That is very true.
All right, so here's Orange Spot. Orange Spot on the ceiling, excuse me. Bear Trap on the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM. And when did you guys say your next gig was? It was out in Ipsy, right?
Yeah, Ipsy, a place called Dolores, August 9th, I believe.
Dolores. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of that place. So now, what kind of music do you guys like kind of listen to on your own? Is there like on the car ride here, like that was playing on your phone or whatever like that? Is it constantly jazz? Or I know you guys said that you have some other influences, but like what do you kind of listen to on your own that gives you like your lone little drum solo in the car? You know what I mean?
Let's just go around the room with this one.
Absolutely.
Tristan, you can start.
Yeah. So today I listened to Indian classical, some like really out jazz. And
out jazz,
like just avant-garde weird jazz, like Interstellar Space, John Coltrane, or like contemporary classical, like Bartok.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
I would consider myself like heavy in the bebop world. Anybody between Sonny Rollins, you know, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, most days. But I listen to country and I kind of listened to a lot of classic rock around my family and everything when I was growing up, so that's kind of where I'm coming from.
The classic rock influence you kind of into playing the saxophone, or was there anybody in particular? Like, were you really into Chicago, or?
Yeah, Chicago was cool. You know, all the Motown bands, I listened to a lot of Motown, but I really started playing saxophone because of my dad. He told me he played saxophone, so I thought, hey, that's pretty cool, I might as well do that because my dad's pretty cool, you know. I figured I'd follow in his footsteps, you know.
Was he a professional musician, or was it something that he picked up?
It's something that he played through high school and continued with a little bit after, but it's not something that he does regularly. I just thought it was cool when I was a kid, so I picked it up.
Nice. Okay.
I listened to one of Chopin's nocturnes when I woke up today.
Oh, and this took a turn.
Yeah, yeah. And then on the way over here, I was listening to Tesseract, which is like a math metal band.
Another turn, jeez. Yeah.
And then lately I've been listening to a Chick Corea album called The Vigil lately, which I've been appreciating a lot. So
he's headlining Jazz Fest. Yep, yeah. He's going to be the residency.
Artist in residence, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what about over here at the upright bass?
When I'm driving around, it's mostly a talk radio, unfortunately. But but outside of that, I really get into like Aphex Twin, Altecker, J Dilla, Eddie Jefferson. As far as jazz goes, I've been really into that for a little bit.
If I were to revise my statement a little bit, your talk radio comment, I love listening to a lot of like stand-up comedy. I do it on the radio all the time.
All right, and I don't know. I went through that metal phase in high school, so it's never really left, so I really appreciate some of Suga every once in a while, but today I was listening to Tony Malaby, who's this really progressive tenor player. His record, The Incantation Suite, which is like four pieces, all like very free and like melodic. It's a good record. And like earlier today I was listening to The Bad Plus so as well. So
now that is the most eclectic collection of musical minds I have ever heard, honestly. Now, do you guys have anything kind of like, I know you've only been together for a little while, but do you guys have your own like side projects that you'd kind of like to promote or that kind of influence the music or anything like that? Or is this kind of like your only?
I mean, it's funny, this group actually kind of spawned from the three of myself and David and Jeff. This group kind of spawned from that group almost. That group, we've named it Buffalo Kid. We've played like one gig so far. It's like this, it's pretty much the same thing we do with the quintet, but trio style. It's a little more like, I don't know, it's obviously it's guitar heavy, but it's more rock influenced, I would say, than this group.
So where does the name Bear Trap come from?
It's a very, very long story.
Does that mean it's not appropriate for air?
No.
But
I get that a lot. So,
by long story, we mean the process of actually finding a name that we're just like, yeah, we can call ourselves that.
It was a long, tedious process.
Yeah, we would just throw out stupid names at each other, you know, anywhere between Bear Trap and what were some of the other ones?
If Walt didn't talk.
Yeah, if Walt didn't talk.
And then we renamed it If Walt Didn't Talk.
I actually kind of like that. I might steal that.
Yeah. I mean,
Names are hard.
So basically, we just goofed around hard enough in Bear Trap. We were just like, all right, well, we kind of need to actually pick something. So
yeah, we have a gig coming up.
Now, do you have any advice for kind of, you guys are pretty young, so like you're a whole different generation of musicians that we kind of have like normally in here. It's like older punk bands or something like that. So do you guys kind of have any advice for, I don't know, like the kids younger than you that could be listening that would be like influenced on, you know, like there's the growing jazz bands and like high schools and stuff like that?
Yeah, if I could say some things, it's learn is like listen, broaden your horizons on what you listen to. Learn everything that you can about music, you know, learn how to play it and everything, and then, you know, hang out with people, meet people that are interested in the same things and different things that you are. Go play with them, go do what you can with them, you know, diversify yourself in music and spirit and the personnel that you associate yourself with.
And also learning how to communicate in the ensemble. That's like a huge part of it.
Yeah. I would say one thing, transcribe a lot. And listen to as many different like recordings as you can.
Okay.
Play every day.
Play every day.
Play every day.
Well, I used to play guitar, man. I couldn't keep up with it. I just didn't have the attention span for it. So it's all right. We got about 8 minutes to the top of the hour. Do you think you guys could play out or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can play out, that's for sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Bear Trap. That is Tristan, Jason, David, Jeff, and Stuart. You could find them individually on Facebook. If you go on my Noise Pollution on WHFR page, I could have I think I have a link to one of the videos that was sent to me from you guys. And so on that note, we will be closing out. This is, what was the last song? You Seem Worried?
Yes. Yeah.
This is a tune of David's, and it's gnarly.
David the guitar player here?
Yeah.
He's kind of smiling, nodding confidently at me as you say his name.
I can't say it better than that. It's gnarly.
All right. So thank you guys very much for coming in. I really appreciate it. You guys sounded great.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime.
broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. That was The Octopus with the track Evil is Real. All right, I think we're getting ready to get started. I think the band needs to stop so they can get started. Tell them we're ready. Let them know we're going. Hello.
Ready. Yeah, you want to talk first? Go ahead.
Go ahead and... RJ, can you hear me? RJ. Can you hear me, RJ? Hey, Sam. Have him start playing. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, RJ Spangler and friends, for your listening pleasure from the next hour. Thank you.